Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our episode this week, I'm going to talk to you about letting other people speak. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. The point here is to help you become a much more intentional communicator, clear and concise, person to communicate with impact. And I read a book called Brief, which is all about being clear and concise and how to do that. I read a book called Noise, which is how to manage the distractions that are all around us in our life and how those deplete us. And then an upcoming book later this year called Quiet Works, Making the Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And that'll be kind of a trilogy of those three books together will help you to take the time to think about the things that you need to say and how you're going to say it and who you're going to say it to. And that's the point of the podcast. This is episode 323, so I've been at this for a few years. And really, if you're new to this, what I really want you to be thinking about is how to elevate your game, how to be better. And I was in an event recently where I was speaking to about 120-something managers for a big distributor. And the president of this company got up and introduced me. And his opening comments were pretty cool because he told a short story about how when he was younger, he spoke to his successful uncle. And he asked his uncle, you know, why are you so successful? He was very wealthy and very successful professionally. And he said, I remember my uncle saying, I am good at talking to people all day long. And he thought to himself, like, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. But he was curious, like he was achieved a lot of success in his career. And his uncle said, no, I mean, I spend most of my day talking to people and I pay attention to how I do it. And with that, he introduced me and I spent an hour with all these senior leaders talking about the importance of being clear and concise and how critical it is for their success. You know, whether they're talking to their subordinates, to their clients, to their partners, to each other, to their boss, like all these conversations. And he's right. We just spend most of our day talking to people or in conversations all day long. And this week, what I want you to think about is how many of those moments you're having with other people. You're on a Zoom call. I was recently on a call and you know, you can just see people in the call and you can, if you're looking at people, you can like, all right, well, that person wants to. Well, I wasn't leading the meeting, but I was in the meeting and I could see that the leader of the meeting wasn't really attentive to that somebody in the call, one of these little squares here on the Zoom call was trying to say something and the leader was oblivious and I had to step in and say, hey, wait, hold on a second before we continue, like so-and-so needs to say something. That kind of inspired me to do this podcast is, you know, let them say something. Are we even noticing it? We're having conversations all day long with each other. We're in a meeting. And somebody wants to say something and we don't even know. We don't even notice. We don't let them. We just speak right past them. And it's just important. I think it's important to let people speak. And we sometimes don't even know that we don't. And we might be dominating the conversation and not even notice. And when I think about how detrimental that might be or the risks that we run or how bad that might be. I mean, I think about it in a number of different ways. I mean, if we don't let people speak and we dominate the conversation, we get that reputation as being the alpha, being the dominant voice. And once we get that, it will, you know, make people want to speak less. And it could be extroverts versus introverts. We can frame it this way. Am I an extrovert? Extroverts do this, introverts don't. And that's certainly the case, I think, for a lot. I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole in doing research here about alphas and what betas are and omegas and deltas and gammas and sigmas. And there's all these personality types, which is super interesting. I'm not going to get into that now, but that's just like really interesting. If you want to do side research about different personality types and what type of person are you, in a very generic way, you know, an alpha can just take over the conversation and that's what they do. Other personality types can do it as well. But you want to think about, okay, well, am I going to get tagged in that reputation? Am I going to block people out? I'm not going to hear them. So they have to say something. I recall a number of years ago, it was 2008 actually, in amidst the financial crisis that was going on. It was pretty serious, really serious at the time. And, you know, people were scared. And I remember facilitating a meeting. I may have mentioned this on a previous podcast. I was facilitating this very, very important meeting with a senior leadership team of a commercial bank in Chicago. And it was all about what their short-term strategy was going to be amidst this massive crisis in disruption, really, in the market. And it was this very, very vibrant conversation that people were, you know, I was trying to facilitate. So I was like the conductor and getting the orchestra to play. And yeah, I don't know how many people in the room, let's say there were a dozen, and they were all very senior leaders. And one of the people in the room was the economist, the chief economist. You know, after they had done the introductions and I knew, okay, this was the CEO and this was the head of marketing and this was the, you know, director of commercial lending and all these different roles. There was, okay, so-and-so is the chief economist. I've never met an economist, certainly not an internal chief economist of a bank. So it was interesting. And as we were going, part of the role of a facilitator is to notice, you know, who's talking too much and who's not talking and when people want to talk. And you can kind of see in people's eyes when they kind of lean into it and they want to say something. Well, this guy hadn't said anything really for the span of a couple hours. He was just listening attentively. And I'll never forget because I noticed that he wanted to say something and everybody else was kind of accustomed to being in a conversation with each other and he wasn't saying anything. So they kind of excluded him. They didn't like intentionally exclude him, but he wasn't saying anything. So they were saying something. So everybody had said something and he said nothing up until that point. And I noticed that he wanted to say something. So when I saw it, I had to really stop everybody from talking and let him say something. And I did. And it was really cool because he had been listening for the entire time of the conversation. He was intently listening. And he said something which was very significant. And it changed in a very important way the direction of the conversation towards even deeper clarity about what they needed to say to the market. And what was cool was that he said it and it had an impact. But when I was thinking about this podcast and some of my experiences, what if he didn't? What if I didn't notice? What if I didn't let him speak? What if I wasn't there facilitating? And I'm not saying it because I want to point the light on me, but in a conversation like that, what if you didn't even notice? He didn't speak up. And if he didn't say something, you couldn't hear it. And if you didn't hear it, you couldn't act on it. So we need to let other people speak. And that's what we want to talk about today. So as I get you to consider this, I want you to consider yourself. Okay, so how am I in regard to this issue of letting other people speak? Of course, everybody wants to talk. An introvert doesn't, but for the most part, even in certain circumstances, if they feel safe and there's reason to speak, they'll want to speak. What I want you to consider kind of three different things. The first thing is noticing in conversations how other people, not you in this moment, but how other people do it to each other. You know, so you're in a meeting and you see it, a person's talking all the time over people and how they're not giving anybody an on-ramp in the conversation. So right now it's not you, it's other people. So watch other people and see how they do it, how they grab the microphone and they don't let go. Look at how often they do it. Look at how long they do it. Look at and ask yourself when they could have ended their bit. They were saying something, but then they spoke past their ending. We talked about that in a recent podcast, knowing how to end. And then ask yourself this question when you notice people, and you'll notice people do this because people do it all the time. They don't let other people speak. Why don't they let them speak? Why didn't they let them speak? And I'm not going to tell you why. Yeah, you can probably guess. You know, they didn't care, they didn't know, whatever. There's a number of different reasons, but ask yourself in that moment, why didn't they let somebody else speak? Because that's the first thing. So notice other people doing it. Second thing, like I did in that meeting, is notice when somebody wants to say something. And you have to be very attentive here because you're in conversations and people will say, like on a phone call or a conference call or a meeting or a conversation, they'll give you indications that they want to say something, but you have to notice it. One way of doing this is just if they haven't said anything. I was in a meeting recently with our leadership team, and one person hadn't said anything. I'm looking because I do this for a living. I'm attentive to it. You know, she was not saying anything. And I'm like, hold on a second. Like, she, in the last 40 minutes, she hasn't said anything. So I'm noticing that. Or notice if a person needs to chime in. You know, so the question might be, you know, who's going to stop the conversation? Who's going to invite them into the conversation? So notice that. When somebody wants to say something, am I even noticing that they do? Like that happened at that meeting in 2008 that I mentioned just recently, just in a few minutes ago. The third thing is notice yourself doing it. Okay, so you imagine like you're in a conversation and you're talking to a client or you're sort of deep into a thought and you are just hearing the sound of your voice, and you just keep on going, you keep on going. And are you even aware that you do it? Because I think a lot of people aren't. And this is a really funny story, anecdote that happened recently. I was teaching a course to a large government agency near D.C. And it was great. I mean, they were learning a lot and they were very, very smart people. They were like physicists and PhDs and very, 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 very smart people, which was super cool to teach them because I would say their tendency is because they have so much to say and so much knowledge that even if they're an extrovert, introvert, they're kind of overwhelmed by it and they can be overwhelming in sharing this this information. So they found it to be fascinating that there's ways to corral that without diminishing, you know, information sharing and stuff. So they were really very, very engaged in the course. And at the end of the class, this woman approached me and she pulled out of her purse or wallet or whatever, this little cart. I actually have it with me now. And it's just a blank little white little small business card. And on one side, it just says two words. It just says, stop talking. She gave it to me. She says, I carry these around with me and I have them as a reminder. Sometimes she's sick. Sometimes I'll, and she wasn't an extrovert actually. So she's an introvert. She says, I carry around these around with me because I sometimes find myself talking too much. So she has this little card that says, stop talking. And she gave it to me. So I carry it in my wallet now. As a reminder. So this is something that we have to do. Well, why? Why do I need to do that? Well, I need to notice that I need to stop talking so somebody else can. So here's a couple things. You know, first is, who do I do it to? Are there certain people that I do it to? Is it my spouse or my subordinate or a key client or a friend? Or are there people that I do it to more than others? When do I do it? Is it when I feel like I'm an expert or I really have to get my opinion across or I'm on a roll or I'm in a meeting or like, are there moments that I do this where I dominate to the detriment of another person being able to say something, to build on it, to counter it, to say their own bit, whatever, you know, so when do I do it? Some questions to ask yourself in this regard are like, what's the ratio of me speaking to them? This is something that you can do at any time, like you're on a phone call. Let's say you talk to somebody for 15 minutes. When you hang up the phone, ask yourself, okay, well, in the 15 minutes, how much talking did I do versus them? Was it 50-50? Was it 90-10? Did they do all the talking? You'll start to notice this imbalance in conversations where we're not letting people speak. It happens all the time. So I would start looking at the ratios of, in a meeting, is there a balanced ratio of people speaking? That's a sign of a good meeting where people have an equal balance. You don't have one person dominating or saying everything. Kind of like I'm doing on this podcast. I'm doing all the talking. I'm trying to have a conversation with you, so you're hearing me. But even now, you kind of feel like, hey, this guy's doing all the talking. I'm not saying anything. Why don't I notice that I do it? It's another question. Do I even want them to speak up? Do I even notice that they're not? Do I even care when I cut them off? So things like that, think about that in your desire to let other people speak. Some things to think about, because this could be really, it could hurt people if we don't allow them a voice in key moments. So here's my recommendation. In the next few meetings, conversations, etc., keep these three words very much front and center. Let them speak. Just saying.